Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air here at KCNR, 96.5. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday with Trish, and I got Sue at the helm.
Good morning, Sue. Good morning.
And we have an exciting morning today, but let's start off with our weather.
Okay.
We get right to our guest.
Okay, it's 69 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 100, hot and warm and sunny and hot and forever. This evening it should cool down to about 65. And on Friday, a high of 102 and a low of 65. On Saturday, a high of 103, low of 67. Same old story on Sunday, hot, high of 3 and a low of 67. And on Monday, 102 and a low of 65. Doesn't look like we're going to get a break anytime soon as I look through the whole next week.
Well, it's a shame that the coolest day of the week is going to be 100, so you should be doing your lawn this morning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You get up early in the yard and late in the evening. You don't want to be out there during the day. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Or it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay.
So I'm so looking forward to our guest.
Yeah, today on the phone we have a guest that used to be a regular guest in our show several years ago who had an impact on this county. Now, a significant impact on this county for a variety of reasons. One for bringing absolutely the premier place to go.
Destination spot was, while it was here, the place to be and would have been so much more.
It was. And we watched him build this, and we watched his the determination and grit. And he's also famous for his battle with the county officials that went on and on. To the point, finally, that that reversion, Selma, finally said, fine, sold his place, and moved. And on the phone is Reverge and Selma. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. It's really nice to hear your voices again.
Wow. Oh, and you too.
Thing.
Yeah.
Trish says, we ought to have, let's have a Reverge on. And I went, yeah. So we're glad we've been able to work this out. So good morning, and tell us what you've been doing over the last. How long's it been?
I left there in the end of 2013.
It doesn't seem like that.
For 7 years.
Oh my gosh, it doesn't seem like that.
Almost 7 years.
I would have said five, and I guess it was 2013.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing?
It wasn't just on account of that. I mean, my wife tried to take the ranch and my mother died and everything all at once. And without any internal support from my spouse and all the adversity I was facing, that really just cooked me. Besides, I can't, over here where I live is Marie Antoinette's house. That's not a metaphor. It's the truth. So I can't really, my father's buried here. I can't really make the decision, stay in Shasta County and, ignore your ancestral home. I never could get there. So
yeah.
That's why I left.
Yeah. Well, and somebody has to, and I guess somebody also has to run the businesses. So that kind of fell to you, too.
No, it didn't, actually.
Oh, it didn't? Okay.
No.
Well, I kind of thought that was part of it. It's been 7 years. Reverge, for people that are new and they're saying, well, who is this guy? Would you mind doing a quick introduction of you?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm technically like the last Chicano. I was born in Mexico City, but my parents were American and they moved me up here when I was one. So I've been here my whole life, but, I have three languages. I spent most of my life working for my father. except for 3 years I was in the Marine Corps. Even after the Marine Corps, I went back to work with my father and his businesses. When he died, that left me kind of on my own, so I became a writer, and then I got into the movies, so I wrote some books, some movies, I directed some movies, only one of which is any good that some people have seen called Stateside. And knowing that I was in such a deep communist environment in Hollywood, and no matter what I did, no matter if it was good or bad, they were going to let me have my ass before the baby was even born.
Uh-huh.
I started to look around for a ranch because of my horse, and that's how I wound up in Shasta County. So I built Anselmo Vineyards in the Bar 7H Ranch, and that was quite an enterprise, and it was going very, very well. I mean, when I bought that ranch, it had $32,000 of year income from leasing its pastures. And when I left, it was grossing $1.5 million.
Wow.
It didn't net $1.5 million, but that's a lot to make out of dirt, sunshine, and water, right?
Right.
Right.
And, of course, you were all there, and it was the last free place on earth that I remember. And when I look back on the ranch and what I see now, it almost looks like it was just a harbinger of things to come.
That's an interesting comment. Yeah, that the government reaching in. You know, by the way, in our chat room is comments that tell him that we miss him.
Thank you.
What's sad about Reverse's property is after they screwed him, he left. Now look at the place. Closed down.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it was, get a lot of people commenting like that. And because they know that Trisha and I knew you so well, we still get people commenting and asking, you know, what's he doing? How's he going? And gosh, you know, are they missing Selmos? So, you know,
yeah,
you had a very much of a favorable impact on a lot of people here.
You had a good legacy here. People remember you fondly, and they remember
you. I really wish I could have kept it going. And in certain ways, you know, I give Patrick Jones some money, and I want better things for the county. He told me that they're not even allowing people to observe or publicly spectate the Board of Supervisors' meetings now.
Yeah, it's gotten really kind of crazy.
Because in the COVID, they closed it down for a while, as did the city council. But now people can still come in now and make their comments to the board. It's just the restrictions out here. The governor, who seems to be acting like an emperor, when he
it's crazy. You know,
it is crazy.
My entire read on that. The Wuhan virus, it's a hoax. It's nothing but the flu. I've never worn a mask. I've never washed my hands. I've never stayed away from people. My girlfriend, Dana Batista, maybe one of you have met her, but she had it and came here dreadfully sick with it and said, stay away. Don't kiss or hug. I have it. And I said, I don't care. And I gave her a kiss and a hug. Her dad had other heart complications, and later he passed away, actually, kind of recently. But they listed as a COVID death. But he was 84 and had very serious heart trouble. You can't do anything about when people are going to die. That's not in the hands of the government or your friends. That's between you and God.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well said.
Tell people where you are right now. I mean, where are you living right now?
I live in a very, very weird place called Greenwich, Connecticut. The house has been, I've been in the same house now for 54 years. I mean, even when I had the ranch, I came here and I was looking after it for 10 years before my mother died. It's always been my home. I fly for the New Milford Police. That's a Republican town up the road where the chief of police is awesome. He wants to be the best police force in the nation. And so we tooled up aircraft for them. They have two available, kind of a Jet Ranger that is very, very geared up with surveillance gear, and a Huey. And that's an outfit called Eagle One. So I've been involved in the air operations from that police department. I have some relationships with this police department, but they got really strained there for a while.
Oh, with the one here in Reading?
No,
oh, the one, oh, the one back there. Oh, Greenwich. Okay.
Greenwich, yeah.
Hey, Rivera, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and we're going to be, and we'll be right back.
So hang on, and we'll
so
be back.
Hang on. Yeah, it's a lot of things to talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is still hanging in there, still going for it. And the way they're doing it is they're following the rules. It's not that they agree with the rules, but they're following the rules. And that means there's 10 minutes in between each customer. They sanitize the chair. Every customer gets a disposable drape that goes around them. They use new disposable, what do you call those?
Capes
on themselves. Yeah, thanks. It started off a little bit weird this morning before the show. But it's a great place to get a haircut. It's veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. I miss so much just going in there and sitting down and listening to everybody talking, catching up on your reading. You know, you don't do that anymore. You just come in, get your haircut, and leave. Runs by appointments, 244-9478. Great people down there, Tim and Logan. Super people. We'll be right back with Rivera and Sumwell.
This is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 7:20 in the morning. It's 72 degrees, going up to around 100 today. The Trish Clark and I are here with Riverge Anselmo, who he's been gone 7 years, and it doesn't seem like it. So good morning, Riverge. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, I was looking forward to this very much. I think, as you know, it's nice being back with you.
You know, Trish and I were talking during the break that, you know, when you were getting ready to leave and all this, that, you know, people were buying cases of your wine. And Linda and I still have several bottles of the Majorette. And somebody gave us a bottle for, we were having an event, and people, and this one person brought us a bottle. So, I mean, your wine, it is so excellent. And Trish, I don't know, Trish may have bought it out. I'm sorry, what?
I had some of it recently, too, but I recommend you drink it down. It really wasn't made to be a 20 or 30-year wine or anything. It was meant for consumption.
Exactly, but it's still very good. I still have some, because when I bought a couple cases, Karen and I, and she says hello, of the Cabernet that year, because it was very good, and it still tastes really well when you take it out.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah, a lot of people. I have a birthday next week. We'll pop one open and we'll celebrate and drink a toast to Riverge.
Riverge, let me ask you: are you in touch with them at all, or know anything about what they're doing?
Who's them?
The people who purchased the property.
Oh, yeah. They for a couple of years there, they were calling me. The daughter and the mother. That's just a complete F-storm. The woman who bought it, being from Vietnam, she doesn't understand that wine is not rice. You don't just plant more of it and have more of it. It's a very, you know, labor-intensive crop. And she had a premium vineyard. She planted another 100 acres just thinking it'll take care of itself like rice. And they did everything wrong they could possibly do. The daughter was calling saying, help me convince my mother that everything she's doing is wrong. And I would tell her point by point, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't leave this alone. Don't. Everything I said, the mother wound up doing the opposite of anything I recommended. And finally, the daughter got her mother right on the phone with me. And I just basically had to stand up with the phone in my hand, shouting at her, the densest woman I've ever met in my life. Plus, she did none of the compliance that was required.
That's right.
And there was money
so
there to do
she
it.
She can't sell it. She can't dispose it. She won't if she gets an offer. She hangs on to it, gripping to it like a demon, like with sharp teeth that won't let go. And that's, I know she was the buyer from, sent directly from Satan's hand.
I love it. I so missed you. This is marvelous.
And they, you know what? You know, we go up there. I mean, I go up there on a semi-regular basis just when I'm passing by looking at it. For turkey hunting, because it's great turkey hunting up there. And every time I look at it, and I look at the chapel, and I go, you know what? We were close, but
yeah.
No cigar.
I went up actually because I still had a key to the chapel, and I went up on my birthday this year with a bottle of St. Petit Bigor, and I went up and I was going to go into the chapel and drink my wine. They changed the locks on the chapel. I couldn't get in, but. It's still there. It's beautiful. I mean, you look at the footprint, but it's so run down. I do understand that they had some wine grapes last year because Mosley Vineyards bottled the wine for them. But I don't know what they did with it.
Trust me, I wouldn't touch it. It just doesn't have the quality or the attention.
Oh, I'm sure it doesn't.
That's not Marty Mosley's problem, but the quality fruit they hand him, all the skill in the world doesn't save you from bad fruit.
Right.
Well, you know, Rivers, everything that's kind of rolling in here. We had up here in Shasta County, we have this virus under control. Up here in Northern California, except for Butte County, we have this under control. MODOK's only had two cases the whole time. And yet we keep still being treated like we're in a population center in Southern California. This is having, you just, I know how you feel about things, but the impact this has had on Shasta County, opening restaurants and 3 weeks later shutting them down, we're watching businesses that have been here for 13 years just go out of business, 13, 14, 15 years just go out of business.
Well, I hate that, but that is what your government wants.
Yes.
They will not be happy until everything resembles Juarez.
Yeah.
And they don't care what it takes to get there. If they have to kill people, they'll do it. The only remedy is strip the diaper off your mouth and be seen unafraid. Because courage is also contagious. Fear is a little more contagious, but, everybody just has to say all at once, F you, done with it, done with it.
I think a lot of people are getting close, and I certainly see if this doesn't end fairly quickly over the next few weeks, I think you're going to see a lot more of that. That I'm not doing this anymore. I'm finished with it because we've got too many people the kids need to go back to school. People need to get back to their lives. They need to get back to normalcy. And what we're finding is so many bad effects from people being locked up. Bad things happen in homes when everybody's all isolated.
And no jobs.
And no jobs. Bad things are happening.
What we are seeing reverse is courage. Many businesses are just restaurants and places are just staying open. You know, they're not making a big thing out of it, but they're staying open because it's like, okay, show me where there's been a huge rise or just even a spike in from people going out to eat dinner when we're following all the rules. So
look, can I remind everybody of something?
Yeah, sure.
Tuberculosis killed one out of seven people, one out of every seven people that was ever born from 500 BC until 1952. Nothing stopped. Nothing was closed. Everybody endeavored to make sure their children were well behaved in case mom and dad croaked on them. They had to, successfully transfer to some other home where they needed to be welcome. There's a wonderful documentary on it called The Forgotten Plague. It's a PBS documentary, believe it or not. If people weren't afraid during the days of uncontrolled or untreatable tuberculosis, what the hell is this about?
I have a
quote for you from Hamilton, from Alexander Hamilton. He said, "A nation that prefers disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one."
Ooh.
There you go. I feel like if we were reminded on an hourly basis, as we are with the COVID thing, about the cases, not the deaths, but the cases, which the perception is that every time they report a case, the person's going to die. But if they came out on an hourly basis and told us how many people have died of heart attacks or strokes or pneumonia or car accidents, I think we'd all be afraid to even leave our houses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fear factor. I think I can't disagree with you. I've said since the first 2 weeks of this nonsense that it's about 98% fear and 2% fact, and we've got a bad case of the flu going around here. I know it's different than the flu. They keep telling me that, but it's nobody, no more people are dying if you count the actual deaths than have died of the flu. I'm just saying that.
Well, 150,000 people And I'm just using this number that's out there. I'm not going to argue how many.
Minus 74,000, which is typical. Well, the remainder is this big pandemic.
But we do know that it does. It can kill people.
Sure.
Most of them, probably the vast majority, have underlying symptoms. However, it will kill people without it. So it does kill people. The question is it worth shutting down our world? And our world being the United States right now, is it worth shutting down our world to have to, you know, to see our businesses fail, to see unemployment at 14%, to see another 4 million people coming out for unemployment? I mean, this is at what point do we say I've got a 2.8% chance of getting this? If you had a 97% chance of success, you'd go for it. You know that.
Yeah.
We need to take a break.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, at River Commons, you know, you don't have to worry about if there's toilet paper. They put toilet paper there. They always have toilet paper. Or if the pipes burst or something. This is for active seniors. This is River Commons, I should say Active Senior Living. They use it for a place to spike out from to go out and travel. They don't have to worry about what's for dinner. They have choices. They have people there that they can interact with. River Commons is pet friendly, a gourmet chef. They've got it all there. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981 and, you know, set up a meeting with him to show you just how wonderful a place this is. This is Northern California's premier retirement community. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back with Rivers and Selmo.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say, carry on, I will come. There'll be peace when you
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's Animal Parade.
Fun for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And when I say we're celebrating 10 years on the air, we have a guest with us, Rivers Anselmo, who was with us when we first started. And literally, I met Rivers because John Stadelli, who was his chef out there, said, you know, you need to meet this guy. And I went, well, who is he? He goes, he's a former Marine. And I said, well, that's enough. And we went out and we met. And that, I don't know, it was one of the most interesting relationships I've had in my life.
Magical time, interesting
for a variety of reasons. I mean, we're out flying around and it's Huey. Okay, I got some people down here growing marijuana. You know, arm up. I said, "Wait, you want me to put a gunner's belt on? And what? What am I supposed to do, Rivers?"
Well, I think we're long past the statute of limitations on it, but that's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the other things you're doing back in there now, because you've been into this bodybuilding thing. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, I learned that from Shasta County. It's the only thing you can build without a permit. So I'm into it. And I went out and I competed in over 50 in Classic Physique last October, and I won. So I have a T-shirt that says this, it used to be a joke, but when I first started, somebody made me the T-shirt as a joke, but it became the truth. And it says, number one semi-senior nude male fitness model throughout the universe and across all time in the New England division.
So you have to get in that one division, but you're the winner, right?
That's right.
No, but you actually have been featured in some magazines.
That was just something I wrote for the paper. It was a joke.
Oh, okay, okay.
Are you referring to the magazine called Gooch Review? Because that's where I said I posed.
Oh, I guess. So you're writing for a magazine as well, and you write under a pseudonym, right?
For the paper, yeah, I usually do that under a pseudonym. But recently, because of that COVID thing, they actually asked me to do an article on it, and it was called Disgrace and Danger. I started with that Hamilton quote.
Mm-hmm.
They lost subscriptions over it.
Oh, my.
Not many, and they were all Democrats, so they were glad to see them go. It was a short, thoughtful piece about, you know, you strip the diaper off your mouth, you go around, and you are seen to be unafraid. That's what you have to do.
Yeah. You'll have to forward that article to me.
Hey, we have people. We have some people.
If I can, I will.
Yeah.
We have,
you can look it up on the Greenwich Sentinel, probably.
Okay.
They have an online archive.
Okay,
and
perfect.
It's my name, and the article is called Disgrace and Danger.
Okay, hey, we've got people calling in, so let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Rivers, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I was just wondering, we have Mary Rickard coming on. Do you have her coming on at 8 o'clock?
That's correct.
Well, I hope that the tone is the same, because there's some hard questions that have to be asked. There's many of us here in Shasta County that are fighting against this tyranny we have here from this Board of Supervisors, going to the meetings, doing whatever we can to turn this thing around and get our constitutional rights back. And I hope that the tone that you have here is the same with Mary Rickard, and the tough questions get asked. And Reverge, do you have any advice for us on what we can do going up against this county? And I'll take my answer
here.
Thanks, Jerry.
First of all, I did hear what the Cottonwood Militia did to keep the riffraff out of your town. That was great. I thought that was a wonderful stance. You know, I don't know who they are, but I heard about it. I thought that was a wonderful stance to take. Second of all, nobody from the government will actually come to you at 6:30 in the morning and put that diaper on your mouth. You have to do it yourself. If you just stop, they'll have no remedy.
Okay.
Yeah. There's so mixed emotions that this is such a thing across the board about who's going to do what and whether you do it. They've gotten totally irrational. I've seen so many things where people without masks have been, physically, verbally attacked.
But people with masks have been verbally attacked.
Exactly.
Too. And
exactly.
There's actually been shootings in places because of this mask, you know, issue. Whether you should mask or unmask, you know, telling people to be masked and it turns into a fist fight, turns into a gunfight. The government has us at this point because they keep changing their mind, it seems like, on a regular basis about what we should do and what we shouldn't do. Here in California, they've got if you got a restaurant and you have an alcohol license, they will come down. If you remember, I don't know if you remember the Palomino Room. Down in Redwood.
Yes, of course.
Well,
yeah.
they defied it. And they said, no, because, you know, first of all, we're doing everything we're supposed to do. Well, the ABC came down and threatened to pull their license forever. Not just, you know, temporarily suspend it. They said, we'll pull it forever. So he had to shut down. So this is, they've got their grips into you, whether you know it or not.
And whether they could enforce that, I have my doubts that If they want to go to court and go through the battle, I think they don't have any authority at this time to do any of that.
Any of that similar to Connecticut? Because here, the entire justice system has stopped. There are no juries. There is no court.
Well, they have resumed courts and trials
court.
Here in Chester County, but they're very strange, and it's a slow grinding system to get to anything. And of course, they're releasing all the prisoners in the state of California because they don't want them to get sick.
In August, we're getting 10,000 more prisoners released back on the streets. For a while we were going with no bail, so the jail was literally had only like a 68% occupancy rate, and instead of being overflowing all the time, things are being done. I'm going to say just Shasta County. The impacts on Shasta County, and we're just a microcosm of the rest of the United States.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, you have my full sympathy and all my emotional support. At the end of the day, though, whatever the risks, maybe, you know, you always go out to dinner to the Palomino Room or whatever with six people.
Whatever's open. Whatever. And I certainly am...
No, but I mean, if you're not wearing your mask, make sure you're a crowd that isn't, rather than one, because they love to gang up on smaller numbers. That's typical of them.
Hey, Reverse, I'm going to take an early break, and I want to get your opinion on what you see happening in Portland and Seattle and many other cities when we get back.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, one of Trish's and Linda's favorite places, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. They've been advertising with us from the beginning, as has Rivers and Selma when he was here. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great selections, great prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. We'll be right back with Rivers and Selma.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark and I are here. It is 7:47 in the morning, about 74 degrees, going up to around 100 today. On the phone, we have Rivers and Selmo, who was a, you know, I guess you would say one of the most well-known figures in Shasta County until he left 7 years ago, and he's still being talked about till today. People still ask, where's Anselmo? What's he doing now?
Well, and the interesting part, I think...
Still trying to get into some trouble.
I know, but you know,
well,
Rivera,
we know that.
I think a lot of people don't recognize it, though you had the winery up there and that footprint. But you left your footprint throughout this county because you were involved in a whole lot more things than people recognized that you were.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of always true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but thank you for allowing me to be remembered. You're telling me more than I knew, but it's nice to be remembered. Even the people who hated my guts, I'm glad they still hate me.
But they respect. You know, that's absolutely true. But you earned their respect because you didn't lay down. A lot of people who didn't even know you still remember that you were willing to fight the fight on behalf of a lot of property owners in Shasta County who've tried to do something that the county has stood in their way.
Well,
so you were a great role model for a lot of people.
And there were people that resigned from their positions or retired from their positions because of the battle going on, and that were opposing you.
Yeah. You know, I'm one of the people that I'm involved with is James O'Keefe at Project Veritas. And he captures a lot of the stuff. I wish I had known. He wasn't even around in those days. But he, for instance, gets involved in litigation all the time, and he uses the video deposition, you know, and he puts it out on the internet so everybody can see, you know, the flavor of the testimony and the color of the deceit. It's there's new ways to go about this stuff now. He's a very ballsy young guy.
Yeah, I've watched some of that stuff on YouTube and what have you, and there's a lot of good information that comes out of that organization.
Yeah,
what you see going on in the United States right now, with not in the United States, but in portions of the United States, with the riots in Portland and Seattle. I think it's 60 something straight days in Portland. I don't know about last night. And people seem to think that Trump's moving federal troops into places, and that's not true. He's putting U.S. marshals in federal buildings to protect it, which is what their job is. So, I mean, what's your take on this?
Well, they're all very lucky. I hear a lot of complaints about Trump, especially in the town I live in. People don't understand he's a lot more mild-mannered and softer talking than I am. Ultimately, you know, it will just come down to trading body blows between that radical, drug-crazed, Marxist crowd and the rest of us who care something about the country. The government is being expert at using a very light touch. All I can tell you is that they had the same trouble that went on for 10 years in France, and the only guy who solved it was Napoleon, because he brought the cannon into the streets of Paris and let him have canister right in the face, and it was all over in 20 minutes. That's how he became the dictator. He's the only one who could stop it.
The cannon with canister in the face. That's right. You know, when he came in, that's what Napoleon started his role right there.
Right. I'm not sure pepper bullets is the right answer, to be honest with you. Tear gas and pepper bullets just emboldens them.
Well, and they actually, even the city council up in Seattle passed their ruling is that the police couldn't use tear gas or other things. And the chief of police up there stood up, and she's a person of color, said, "Fine, then I'm pulling my officers out of these, because if you're not letting us use the methods that they've been trained in to protect themselves, I'm not going to have them there." And the federal judge put an injunction on it, so they're able to use. They can use enough. They can use those tactics to protect themselves.
What's your prediction?
You know that all of this is heavily war gamed and coordinated out of Chinese money that washes through. I don't even want to name the organization because it's so damning, but it's Chinese money that filters around through so many different cutouts, and that's what pays for the BRICS to be on hand and supplies them with water and sandwiches and moves them around from one place to another. It's all coordinated, it is all communist, and it is all the kind of chaos that they want, because it's only in chaos that they can seize any power.
Exactly. What is your prediction for the upcoming election? Trump going to be reelected?
Yeah, I have no doubt about it. I haven't taken a drive this summer. In 2016, I drove 8,000 miles around the country for various reasons, but I did an 8,000-mile loop in that year, and in the whole 8,000-mile journey, not once did I see even a bumper sticker for Hillary. It was all Trump.
I know.
But I'm sure if anybody who drives coast to coast and back today will find nothing but Trump signs everywhere, because everything that the disintegration, the hostility that comes from the left, that only just cause a deep, held-in rage from your average American family. They want to live. They want to thrive. They want to go on vacation. They want to have fun amongst each other and their friends. That's, besides the work they do, that's the only thing that interests them. They're not interested in overthrowing anything.
Yeah, and that's whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. And, I mean, it's they want to be able to live their lives, not be bothered by people that want to take things. I mean, they're already paying taxes. They're paying all of these taxes. And all they want to do is be left alone to do those things you just said. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
I want the freedom to be able to take a trip. I want to be able freedom to have my business. And I think they realize that if Mr. Biden gets elected, that that's going to change dramatically.
Well, it'll just get worse from the way it is today.
And yeah. This will become a new norm, and we'll just be stuck with it.
Yeah. Let's go to the
It won't be. This will remember these as the salad days.
These are the salad days.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Fine. You're live.
Rivers, I want to ask you a question. I'm a current hunter out there, and the crosses that are out there on the north in the back loop, I think there's 13 of them. What do they represent for me?
Oh, yeah.
That's the Stations of the Cross.
Yes.
That's the whole Stations of the Cross, and it's a long way. It's about the whole loop is about 5 miles if you do walk the whole thing. I used to do that with a pack and an M1 Garand, and that's the way I would pray to God.
Turn it down, Mike. Turn it down, Mike. Hello, Reverge, are you still there?
Sorry, I had a big siren came in the middle of that.
Oh yeah, I know. I think he was turned up, so I got him off the line there.
Yeah, so go ahead. Finish the story about the Stations of the Cross.
That's at least 3 days a week. I would pray the whole Stations of the Cross just alone to ask Christ to help me with my problems there in Shasta County. It's a mystery to me what kind of agony and disappointment his answer was going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It hasn't ruptured our relationship, but he can be weird.
I think actually didn't Mike Mangus videotape that the stations at one time?
Yeah, he did. I know that he walked it several times.
Yes. But I think he videotaped it.
Isn't it interesting? I knew that you walked every morning. Carrying your M1 Garand, and but I for some reason I never realized that's why you were doing it.
Yeah, I went on portion of it, but I didn't make the whole 5 miles.
Hey, Rivers,
glad to know it's still there.
Let's talk about some happier times when you were here, when you brought in the cast from American Graffiti. That was you did that, and to help support the Cool April Nights, you brought in Beverly D'Angelo, who starred in the Vacation series with Chevy Chase, and she stood there in front of me. She says, "Well, do you speak French?" I went, "I'm lucky I speak English." And she says, "To how to pronounce your name correctly?" And then she and Linda had like an hour long conversation about singing. It was you brought in many people. You brought in many events.
And you brought in the Ann Coulter into the community.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sitting down to have dinner with Ann Coulter. That was interesting.
That was incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. The your presence is missed here, my friend.
Well, thank you. I don't know how to recreate it, and I think I'm stuck here in my own Alamo. There's nothing I can do about it.
Are you getting involved? We only got like about 2 minutes left. Are you getting involved with on the national level or on your state level at all in the politics?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm involved. I ran a guy in 2018. When I say I ran him, he'd say the same thing. Without me, he didn't have the campaign. He won. He actually won that, but he's not the governor because there's so much voter fraud in this state. In 2018, they counted so many votes that it equaled 100% voter turnout plus 17,000 more votes.
Wow. I remember that. Yeah.
Wow.
And so the other guy won, and see, I think.
No, he conceded. He didn't win, but he conceded to him.
Yeah. Well, I don't think people realize that. And they say, this vote by mail has always worked. Well, no, it hasn't. And if you
mail-in
ballots. I mean, they're finding hundreds of thousands of ballots after the thing's over. I mean, this is kind of scary, and people are just kind of poo-pooing it, like, oh, no, this is okay. So.
Now, they put them in pizza boxes at 3 o'clock in the morning. I found out how they did it. They put thousands of ballots into pizza boxes, sent pizza delivery trucks to 3 polling stations that remained open in the city of New Haven, and then counted them all up, between 3 in the morning and 6 a.m.
Wow. People don't believe in voter fraud, and they should. We're absolutely running out of time. Thank you so much. This has been incredible. And before the end of the year, I will be back on the East Coast, and I most certainly am going to come and visit you again.
You bet you will. I'd love to see you both. My regards to everybody out there, to Linda, to everybody.
Linda misses you.
If anybody you run into, I keep you in my prayers. That's all I can do from here.
Well, it's working. We're still going after 10 years.
Good.
So.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Rivera.
Thank you,
please. You take
all
care.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
In our next hour, we've got Mary Rickert and along, and we're going to be talking about the
Fire Safe Council, and Jim Chapin is with us.
That's right, and plus a few other things, of course, that have to do with the county. So we'll be right back after the news.
The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
2012 presidential candidate and prominent Trump supporter Herman Cain has lost his battle with COVID-19. He died earlier today.
Cain was once considered by President Trump for the Federal Reserve. Cain had been a business executive and the board chairman of a branch of Kansas City's Federal Reserve Bank before moving into Republican politics and eventually becoming a presidential candidate. Cain, a vocal supporter of Mr. Trump, attended the president's reelection rally in Oklahoma in June, shortly before being diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Herman Cain was 74 years old. The Commerce Department reports the U.S. economy shrank at an annual rate of 33% in the second quarter.
Economists were expecting an ugly number for Q2, and that's what they got.
That's by far the biggest contraction in the economy over one quarter that we've seen since the Great Depression.
PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché, who says the third quarter GDP will be much better.
The good news is that the number will be better in the third quarter, and we will see the economy return to growth, but the level of economic activity is going to continue to be much lower than it was at the end of 2019.
The bottom line?
As long as we have very high levels of cases, then I think it's going to be very difficult to see a strong economic recovery.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose 12,000 last week, hitting 1.4 million. Concerned about possible voter fraud, President Trump raising the possibility of delaying the November election, the president suggesting a delay until people can properly, securely, and safely vote, but any delay would require an act of Congress. Wall Street, the Dow down 410 points. The S&P is off 39. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Two of Europe's leading automakers have reported steep losses during the first half of the year.
The French carmaker Renault saw sales fall by 35% in the first half of the year. It made a net loss of 7.3 billion euros, a record for the company, although its performance was also weighed down by serious problems at its Japanese partner company, Nissan. The German giant Volkswagen, meanwhile, saw sales fall 27% and made a net loss of just over a billion euros. In the UK, the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders said production of new cars fell 43% compared to the same period last year.
That's the BBC's Theo Leggett. Authorities in Belarus have opened a criminal case against more than 30 Russian private military contractors. They were detained earlier this week on charges of plotting terrorist acts in Belarus. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The European Union extending by 1 year sanctions against dozens of North Korean officials and agencies.
EU headquarters said in a statement that the asset freezes and travel bans involve 57 people and 9 entities, which are typically companies, banks or other organizations, and will be reviewed again in a year. It said that lasting peace and denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula must be achieved by peaceful means, and underlined that the diplomatic process must be continued as the only way towards realizing that goal. The EU has imposed sanctions on several countries, notably Iran and Venezuela. But the measures against North Korea, which were first introduced in 2006, are its toughest. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Recapping the hour's top story, 2012 presidential candidate and prominent Trump supporter Herman Cain has lost his battle with COVID-19. He died earlier today. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is the 30th of July. Gosh, we've lost July. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, your health, your choice, and your phone. I'm here with Sue at the helm. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, and after we do the weather, I'd like to do a, can you do a catch-up on the fires here?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
All right. It's 75 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, increasing rapidly since we got here this morning. It's going to be a high of 100 today, a low of 65. Hot on Friday, a high of 102 and a low of 65. On Saturday, continued hot, 103 and a low of 67. Sunday, 103 and a low of 67. And on Monday, a high of 102. So it doesn't, it's just kind of steady and holding and hot and not looking for any break or rain or anything other than sunny and hot anytime in the near future. So the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Remember, it's hot out there. Nothing in your cars that you value. Nothing.
That you would leave for even a minute.
It's just way hot. Oh, I left that. Someone gave me some fresh tomatoes yesterday, and I was only like, I mean, it couldn't have been a half hour from the time I put them in, and I actually had them in a leather case thinking maybe that would insulate it a little. Stewed tomatoes.
Oh. Well, you know, in a half an hour, if it's 100, because you're already sitting on the asphalt, in a half an hour, it can go up to 140 in there.
Yeah.
So that kind of tells you. Sue, what's it look like for our fires in this region? I know they keep growing.
They do. We have the Gold Fire at 21,870 acres, 70% contained. The Hog Fire, 9,564 acres, 75% contained. Mid the Branch Fire at 3,022 acres, 75% contained. While the Clay Fire continues to burn, 25% containment at 700 acres. Also, we have other fires, at least 35 spot fires in the Klamath National Forest due to lightning. Now we have the Little Soda Fire on the Happy Camp Oak Knoll Ranger District. That's about 50 acres. The Doolittle Fire near Happy Camp stands at 11 acres at this time. Now a new fire started on Highway 96, 3 miles downriver from Horse Creek. It's about 5 acres. Motorists need to avoid that area as much as possible. The Caldwell Fire grew to 75,567 acres, and apparently it is 40% contained. We also have additional fires burning, including the Gillum Fire. That's part of the July complex of fires. It has grown from 500 acres to 3,669 acres. Also, the Dalton Fire at 1,367 acres, 90% contained. The Allen Fire at 1,035 acres, 80% containment. Looks like that number continues to rise as they gain containment. Lightning fires started back on July 22nd, creating the Caldwell
fires. So once again, it looks like we do have that July complex that just continues to grow, but they are gaining on containment in that. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, thank you. You were talking about your tomatoes. Somebody said they picked up a tub of ice cream, and on the 6 minutes home, the top was soft and melting. So
yeah.
It's hot out there, my friends. Yeah. Okay, 8:09 in the morning, and with us is the chairman of the Board of Supervisors. The chair, I guess. Chairman? Chair. Well,
you call me whatever you want, Carl.
Let's just say the chair.
It's a generic term. People need to get over themselves.
That's right.
I am racist, Trish. I don't think male, female. It's just
It's chairman. It's a term. It's a identity.
Yeah. Okay. Mary Rickard. And with her is Jim Chapin. And we're going to we've got plenty of time today, folks, so don't get excited. We're going to be talking about a number of different things. But the first thing we want to talk about is our new fire district. So can we start off with that?
Well, I wanted to bring in Mr. Jim Chapin. He's a registered professional forester. He's been in Shasta County. How many years now, Jim?
Since 1974.
Yeah.
Getting closer, buddy.
1974. And it's what an incredible segue as you just went through rattled through all the different fires that are going on in the North State. And that we have the opportunity to talk about the newly established Shasta County Fire Safe Council. Now, the Shasta County did have a fire safe council, probably Trish, during your time.
Yeah, very, very active, and I don't know where it went.
It went away, and so that was one of my priorities as a supervisor, is to bring that back to Shasta County, because it'll give us the opportunity to apply for so many more grants, for fuel reduction projects, all kinds of projects. And so I asked, Carl and I talked about this a week or so ago, and we thought it would be a great opportunity to kind of inform the people of Shasta County what we've been working on. This has taken, what, a year and a half, Jim, to get this off the ground?
Yeah, over a year.
Over a year. And it's been a great privilege to work with these people to get this back and it's reestablished.
Well, as you know, we got hit with so many fires here, but that can't, with the car fire, you know, we had, there were a number of things that could have been done beforehand.
Right.
To mitigate the terrible fire we had.
Right.
So is the fire council, Jim, is this the idea? Is that, what does the fire council do?
Well, we're just getting organized. Most counties in California have a fire safe council, and then there's a state fire safe council. And the idea of it is they're nonprofit organizations, and the things that they do is to educate the public about fire safety and defensible space and fuel management, and then also to apply for grants so that we can do fuel management and defensible space in the county. So that would be fuel breaks along roads, helping people do defensible space around their house, and it would be also forest health projects to thin out the forest and remove dead and dying trees. So those are the things that we wish to do once we get some grants. Right now we're still trying to get funding. We're still getting organized.
Well, didn't, after this last time, a car and campfire, didn't Governor Newsom put aside all these millions of dollars to help start clearing this?
There are millions of dollars, both from the state and federal government. And I think I saw recently that this year there's going to be about $250 million available for this kind of work. So the fire safe councils that have been organized for a long time that have an organization and apply for grants. I know the Lassen Fire Safe Council, they got about $15 or $20 million in grants last year to do fuel management work. So we're kind of behind the curve. We haven't had an organization for a long time, and kind of the way we got started. I am on the Healthy Forest Task Force for Northern California, representing the California Forest Landowners Association. I've been on that about a year and a half. And we have all these different county fire safe councils and natural resource conservation districts that have representatives on it. And so they started asking all the different county fire safe councils for their priorities for projects, for applying for grants. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, Shasta County didn't even have a representative in the mix to give their priorities. So that's when I went and talked to Mary about a year ago and said, why doesn't Shasta County have a representative to do this?
Well, we should have one.
Yeah.
And the okay, so the fact is, then, is, and once we have this organization has stood up, we'll be we'll actually have an organization that is trying to get this money into here so we can start using it.
That's right.
Okay.
Well,
Mary,
amazing what you can see as you go where Lassen Forest picks up, right next to the Shasta Trinity, and the difference in what they've done in the last 3 or 4 years as opposed to what we've done in the Shasta Trinity Forest.
Well, up around Shingletown.
You go past Shingletown, and as you get up towards towards Susanville, and all of a sudden you go into these beautifully landscaped areas that are that are looking really good after the fires.
The Lassen National Forest has been very aggressive in thinning and fuel management, and also the Lassen Fire Safe Council. They've been in existence for 18 years, so they have a lot of grant money, and they're very organized, and they've gotten a lot done. So I'm not sure who dropped the ball several years ago, but we're getting organized. We have our nonprofit with the Secretary of State, and we have a federal tax ID number, so we just opened a bank account a couple of weeks ago. We organized, we have our board of directors, and we had our first board meeting about a week ago, and we're going to have our second one in September. So the only thing we're lacking right now, we don't have our 501c3 federal nonprofit status. That takes about a year or so, and we don't have any money.
Okay, well, let me ask you something then, Mary.
Yes.
This is, well, if that money's out there, I mean, yes, the fire council, great idea, they could concentrate it. Why hasn't the county gone after this money?
I don't know. We needed to get this Shasta County Fire Safe Council established, and I'm on the Sierra Nevada Conservancy Board, and they are putting some seed money into this as we get up and off the ground, and that's been a priority of mine. You know, I served on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection from 2013 to 2016, and I was very familiar with how fire safe councils and how beneficial they are to every county up and down the state, and we just haven't had one. We had one, and I don't know when it kind of went away.
I think it's been about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago. And so...
See, I left the county and everything just went away. I don't know what happened there.
Because of you.
I guess. I don't know. But it's
well,
incredible
let me
to
go,
me the
before
things
we take
that
a break,
we no longer do.
Yeah, before we take a break, let me go back to this, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the money's out there.
Right.
And you're saying that we haven't even asked for that money yet?
No. Really, the appropriate channels is to go through a Fire Safe Council, as Jim knows, because you work with the State Fire Safe Council to apply for these grants. And so, but, no, we're going after, as far as the county, that's why I'm trying to get this reestablished. That's why I wanted to get this back up and going. We've got a great person at the helm here with Jim Chapin. We've got a great new board. We talked about who to get on the board, and it's representative of various people throughout the county, and so it's a kind of a cross section.
Since the car fire was 2 years ago now,
2 years ago.
Yes.
Have we received any money from the state to help for mitigation?
Yes, we have.
For
there's
clearing
yes.
of land,
oh, yes,
for
yes,
easements
yes.
and all this.
Well, we have through Cal Fire. There's been the Shingletown project that just was completed, and Jim, you can talk more about that. But that was the highest priority in all of the state. And then we have two other projects on the west side.
Okay, and that was money that came in from
yes,
the state.
Yes, from Cal Fire. Yes.
Okay, that's what I was. Okay. That's what I was looking
yes.
for.
And
we just set on our hands.
So, Mary, would you like to talk about the?
But
FEMA
after
grant?
The break, okay. we can talk okay. about that, and okay. then there's several other things we need to address too. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what the great thing is about a local bank? When it's run by locals, and even their board of directors is local. Is that they feel. They feel what's going on here. Their friends are going through this COVID destruction of our economy. And when the PPP came out, they stood up and they helped thousands of people, spending millions of dollars, with the PPP, getting it out so we could keep our businesses open. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. They are still moving. With all this going on, they're still moving local dreams forward. Two locations here in town, and the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and right downtown at 1845 California Street, right in the downtown Reading. If you're up in Red Bluff, it's at 500 Riverside Way. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Mary Rickert of the Board of Supervisors and Jim Chafin.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:22 in the morning. Here on the 30th of July, and it's about 74 degrees right now, going up to around 100. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Home Helpers brings us this segment. Reading Home Helpers has stood up during this crisis that we continue to go on and on and on, and have expanded in helping people. So if you are thinking about becoming one of the amazing caregivers over at Home Helpers, give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. She's looking for full-time and part-time. There's a great place to work for. She is a super boss, and you are helping people while you're doing this. So think about this. Give them a call, again, at 226-8350, or look at readinghomehelpers.com on the website. Okay, we're here with the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Mary Rickard, and Jim Chapin, who is now in charge of the Fire Council, Fire Prevention Council.
Fire Safe Council.
Fire Safe Council. It was, you know, Fire Prevention, Safe, all these. It'll be Fire Safe Council. And we talked about the amount of money that, well, the Fire Council was stood up to be able to get into all of the money out there to get the grants. It has, you know, so it cycles through that. The county, not waiting, went out and received a ton of money to clear up there around Shingletown and Lassen and those areas, plus other places here. Okay.
There's other projects in the works too through the county. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's move on to another subject. It's a quick one before we get into some other things here.
Mm-hmm.
The livestock auction.
Yes.
Junior livestock auction.
People near and dear to my heart.
Big deal in Chesa County.
Well, it is.
It is a big deal. It's a big deal to the kids. This is college money and stuff like
that. There's a lot of things that are involved. You know, a lot of people don't know. My grandfather in 1929 started the FFA program in California. He was the first chief of the Bureau of Vocational Education. And then in 1969, my dad was an ag teacher, but in 1969, I lobbied to get girls into FFA and was the first female to show at Cal Expo and Cal Palace.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the show ring a lot growing up with my siblings and I. And so I understand the value and the importance of these programs, and I appreciate it more than you know. And so it's near and dear to my heart, and it was something that I have, being in agriculture, have a lot of family history in California agriculture, and so I had connections with the Secretary of Ag and Glenda Humiston, who's head of the 4-H program in California. And so I was able to lobby and make some phone calls and do some real promoting of Shasta County and how we were going to able to pull this off. And I want to do...
It had been canceled because of the COVID.
Well, recognizing that the fair was canceled and all the things, the accoutrements that go with it, and the fairgrounds are state fairgrounds.
Right.
So there was all kinds of restrictions. We had a real challenge to try to figure out...
Huge.
How can we go forward with all these children who have raised these animals, gone through the process?
Right.
It's not like you can just say, okay, well, we're not going to do anything with all these... hundreds of animals.
No, there was 452 exhibitors. I do want to give a shout out to Wendy Johnston from Vestra, and she and Kathy Muse also helped quite a bit. And Wendy worked with the state to develop a plan, and so made a template, and we worked on that, and we were able to get that approved. Then we were unapproved at some point, and I said this is not acceptable, and we kept. We kept at it. I had some other contacts in Sacramento that I continued to talk to, and they decided to take a chance on us. I don't know if other counties are able to use this template and to move forward in their county or not. I haven't kept up with it. But I just wanted to thank, basically, our B.J. McFarland, our fair manager, poor guy. He was ready to give up more than once, and Wendy just wouldn't allow that to happen.
Then the results of this, though, were quite a surprise.
Yes. We had 452 kids exhibitors, and Wendy was there for a good part of the time, and what I want to say is that everyone made an extraordinary effort to work with public health. We got Dr. Ramstrom out there on the ground. We talked through how we could do this successfully, and it was a huge, huge effort on the part of the staff at the fairgrounds and public health. It was a real collaborative effort, and this is the way I think things should work. There are answers. There are ways to go about, you know, solving these problems, and we did. And we had no cases come out of there, but people followed the rules. There's no, and trust me, our auctioneers were very well aware of it. Anytime, you know, too many kids got standing around together, they would remind them politely, please separate, you know. And so people were really accommodating and respectful, and we did get through it. And we had $1.4 million come back into the community and goes to those kids for their college funds.
And that was a new record.
And we had 250 people participate online. And we had about 100, which was what our max was, in person. We had, I was there for the auction. We had chairs kind of staggered, and everybody kind of kept to their own little spot, and it worked out. But we did it.
That's good, because you weren't going to take no as an answer.
No, I don't.
Well, and I will remind you, for years and years and years, I just have to say this, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors always bought an animal at the junior livestock. And I went through the list this year, and that was missing.
No, I bought some.
I know, but the Shasta County Board of Supervisors did not.
I usually received a letter. Received letters, and I didn't get it. I was good for like half a pig or a half a goat or something, or maybe even a whole goat.
Well, I could have bid for you, Carl.
Well,
the price of goat went up this year. Whoa.
I would say that the people of Shasta County stepped up, and they made a statement, and they wanted to support our kids. And you know, these animals were purchased prior to COVID. So these kids had already had a huge investment. A lot of people don't understand. You can't just go out and buy a steer from the auction yard. You've got to go buy a club calf, which costs a lot of money, and because it's a real competitive show. And so whether it's sheep, swine, whatever, it's a big investment.
It's a big project.
Yeah, okay. And you know what? It's a great project. I'm so happy it came off so well. Okay, we're going to take an early break. Richard, you're up. Okay, Richard hung up. Richard, we're going to get to you next. So if you call back again, it's your turn. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us a segment. With all these fires around, so many people had their home insurance canceled. Mm-hmm. Not because their house caught on fire, but because they happened to be in this big circle insurance companies draw. So they lost their home insurance because of fire. Well, what did they do? When people ask us about it, we say, call Judy Maxwell at 221-0441. Judy got them their home insurance back. She has been doing this since 1993. She's been helping our families, our seniors, our business owners, and veterans. She's got a soft heart, she's got a big soft spot in her heart for veterans. At Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Any of your insurance matters, please give Judy a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back with Mary Rickert and Jim Chaffin.
You have to learn to pace yourself. Pressure. You're just like everybody else. Pressure. You've only
wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Too much money they spend upon me. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. The phone lines are filled, so if you get a busy signal, just wait for a few minutes because we're going to start asking questions now. Carl Bott and Trish Clark are here. 75 degrees going up to about 100 today, maybe even a little bit over 100. Today, the 30th of July, a Thursday, and we're here with the chair of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, Mary Rickert, and Jim Chapin. And for the first couple of segments, we talked about this new Fire Safety Council,
which is so cool.
That's
really important.
Standing up again. That's going to be the conduit for getting funds to start, you know, for thinning the forest,
managing. I love the word managing our forest.
And then we talked a little bit about our the 4-H auction, the junior livestock auction, which set a new record this year. Considering that the state fair was shut down, the county fairs are shut down, everything's shut down, they did a wonderful job. Now, let's move to the phones. Richard, good morning. Hello, Richard, you're on.
Good morning.
You're on.
All right, good morning. This is going to resurrect that fire tax.
Okay.
Saying you're nonprofit doesn't mean that everybody on the top doesn't get a high five or low six-figure income from this. It just means there's no money for any shareholders. That's all. But this is a return to the fire tax. That's all. That's what's going to be accomplished. That's it. It's folded in there, and neither one of the guests are talking about that. There's no way the money is going to be made from the air. They're going to charge us again.
So you mean you're talking about the state? The state, when the grants you're going, Jim, the grant.
Are you talking about the fee that was charged?
The fire fee.
The fire fee if you're
right,
in a
what's going to return.
Oh, okay,
well,
I see.
I don't know anything about that. I was on the State Board of Forestry.
No, nobody knows anything about
they're not, but I haven't heard anything recently about it
no,
resurrecting, but
not.
I know that
it'll be in there.
But it didn't come through the Fire Safe Council before.
No.
The county ought to bombard the Board of Supervisors with no. No, no fire council, fire safety
no.
council.
That's not where.
No, just another resurrection of a fire tax.
Okay, Richard, thank you.
Call it what you will, but the money's not going to come from the state. The state is broke. They can't even pay my retirement.
Okay. All right, thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Well, are we paying people on the fire?
Nobody's paid, not even myself.
Okay, so this is
it's all purely volunteer.
Yeah. It's all volunteer.
No, and let's just clarify that the tax that he's talking about had absolutely nothing to do with the previously existing Fire Safe Council.
It's the SRA.
Total different animal.
It went to the state, and it was used to fund the Cal Fire. Cal Fire got the money for more crews and more engines and that sort of thing.
Exactly, and that's a total different issue.
Okay.
So let's go back to the phone, Lori.
Okay, let's go to Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I have a question geared more toward Chair Rickert. Good morning. I was hoping you could answer a question about the agenda. It wasn't posted at the meeting on Tuesday, so I know it's very long. It's 10 pages, but it would have been helpful and handy to have it taped up so we could all look at that. My point is directed toward the consent calendar under general government. There's an item called C1, Administrative Office, regarding Donnell Ewert, HHS, and getting this CARES money,
yes.
Act Fund.
Yes.
And my concern is we're having to work a little harder and differently. I understand we're all strained. We're all stressing. However, this is crucial that the board could have this agenda ready, and then it was only available online. You had to click on the link to find out this interesting page about signing off to get this backfill relief money. It goes into contact tracing, staffing, all these requirements for public health. And this is why I think our businesses are going through a lot of angst and suffering and pain as they're seeing these closures, and it's always related to the public health. And so some people find it flip-flopping, and they have a lack of trust. And the last thing I want to mention is one of the on-mic speakers at the back, we had 3 minutes, but we had to leave the building immediately, so we don't get to sit down. We are outside in the heat. He had like 43 seconds of blacked out. It went into this test pattern. What was going on, and is that something Mike Mangus does? Is he there from Channel 7, or is it strictly in-house tech people?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Lori.
I think it's in-house tech people, and I don't have any clue. They don't let me close to anything to do with technology because I'm not good at it.
I think they said there was like 27 seconds in this one part. So
That was just a technological
everything
problem.
Everything is done in-house there for the Board of Supervisors. You shut down the week before last and said you were going to be opening up this past Tuesday, which you did.
Did.
And it was for comments only, for people could come in and speak directly to the board.
Yes. We had a speaker outside, so if people wanted to listen to what was going on, it was delayed, and it was very confusing because it was kind of like an echo. We were talking in there, and we could hear ourselves out there, and it was a delay. But yes, and, you know, our clerk of the board, she participates in phone calls with all the clerks up and down the state, and she said very few board supervisors are actually open at all. And so we've really tried to accommodate the residents of Shasta County to at least give them the opportunity to do public comment. And she said several that had opened actually went back and closed completely again. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be able to have people to come in and at least, you know, we've had, Carl, you and I talked about, we had some situations that were, that were a little
dicey,
disconcerting. And so we've had several things that have happened. And so we're trying to find that balance between keeping people safe and not having something that we regret later that we, you know.
The part is that, or my argument was that I think you can have people speak to you directly.
Well, we
and
did.
Which you did.
Yes.
Which is what we talked about, and you said you were going to make it happen.
I did.
And keep people in a relatively safe, safe environment.
Right.
So people can talk. People can talk to you directly. I think that is so important. And when you all shut down, I was so totally against that. You and the city council. It wasn't just you that I felt like there were ways. And you all have figured it out, as has the city council, where people can speak their mind to you. It is so important, especially with the changes that happen daily.
Yes.
Right now, the governor shut down the second largest industry in California. Let's think about that. The second largest industry in California is the restaurant industry, and he shut it down. He shut it down capriciously because we are nowhere close to having all the cases they have down in Southern California. Your chances of getting it appears 2.8%. And yet we have shut down our businesses.
I wholeheartedly agree, and we've sent a very strong letter, which is the only avenue we have to try and make any kind of inroads with the governor. I also signed on with a letter with Megan Daly, and so I mean we've made our voice known as best we can through CSAC. I've talked to a representative of the RCRC. I'm an alternate on that board, and I've been in contact with her and asking her, as to what we can do, anything that we can do. So we're trying to get advice from our political representatives in Sacramento who know best how to approach this, and trying to be smart. We also, and I read this, I don't know if you watched the last board meeting, but I kind of did a quick brief overview of what kind of funding is at risk if we do not follow the guidelines and set forth the restrictions that the governor has set, that we can risk up to $24 million worth of funding. The last thing I want to do is explain to the public why we've had to, you know, reduce staffing at the jail or whatever. We want to be sure that we have that funding. And, Trish, you were a supervisor. You know everything costs money to run.
And I think what people don't understand is they think that we raise all this money here locally.
We don't.
If we do the programs, and then if we're lucky, they reimburse us for what they dictate that we do.
Yeah.
And so I think people assume that we can somehow withhold all this money from the state and pay our bills, and that just unfortunately is not the function the board has, or that we are an arm of the state. That's how our constitution is set up.
That's right.
And it's difficult for people to understand. They pay property taxes, they pay gas tax, they pay all these things on their bill, and it looks like it's going to the county treasurer. As much as, I mean, we can be belligerent and in his face, but that's about all we can do.
That's all we can do. And 13% comes back from our property taxes to the local level. If so much of our funding comes from Sacramento and we are dependent on the state and federal dollars to operate, and I don't want to cut back a penny with any kind of mental health services or social services or anything. We need to keep protecting our children as much as we can. And so I try to emphasize that every opportunity I get at the board meeting. I don't know if I'm making much headway in educating the public, but how complicated it really is.
Mm-hmm. Because the stream of money doesn't do anything. I want people to understand. You get mental health is funded through gas tax.
Absolutely.
Make the connection.
Enlightenment.
There's no nexus.
Realignment dollars come, and people do not, DMV fees, and people do not understand. It's a whole other world that you wouldn't even imagine where this funding actually comes from.
Well, the bad thing is that we don't have that funding coming directly to us.
No.
You know, from our own money coming in here, where we can make some decisions. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I called HHS yesterday, and they told me that 21,489 people had been tested for COVID, and 339 had been found positive, and that probably isn't even the counting the ones that healed up or asymptomatic. That's 1.65%. I dare say if they hitchhiked STD tests along with that, they'd get a lot higher percentage, and maybe they could outlaw sex. What I wanted to mention to you, Mary, is that the last time you were on with Matt Puentes, at least the last time I listened, I brought up the fact that Donnell Ewart had given some false information about the amount of empty beds in San Antonio, and you and Matt both said that you would investigate that. I emailed you, and I never got a reply. I emailed Matt a couple times. I didn't get any reply. So as a citizen, I'm starting to think you people just give us lip service on these and just do whatever you want.
Well,
Nick.
That's my...
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
I can't remember the email. We get so many emails, it's hard to keep up with them.
Essentially what Nick was talking about was that Donnell Ewart said that they had jails empty due to the way they're doing things down in San Antonio, and the jail is half empty. And Nick called, and they said, no, jail's not half empty, our jail's full. And so his complaint was, well, this guy was telling you something that wasn't true during this time when we were looking at getting our jails done. And what was done about that? Was he talked to about it or not? I think that's
I can certainly ask him about that. I need to start bringing a notepad every place I go because I have to write things down to remember to ask questions. As Jim and I were talking about that this morning, there's so many things going on all the time. It's like juggling and all that. But anyway, I can look into that. I think I do remember I did not go on that trip. I do know people were given that information.
Whether it's true at the time or not.
You don't know who's telling whom what. I wasn't there. I was pretty far removed from that entire situation.
All right. We need to take a quick break. And when we do, when we come back, the economic forecast for our county with all these, businesses that have been here for 13, 14 years shutting down, other businesses under that, you know, I was watching the one two doors down from us. Those great businesses now shut down.
The little theaters down in Anderson just closed, and they said if they had to close again, they wouldn't be reopening, and they're shuttered. Mm-hmm. So, really sad.
It is
very difficult.
Okay, we'll be right back.
It's a disaster.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty.
Casey. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And now, back to our show.
Who's to say I can't do everything, well, I can try.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:50 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to 102 today, on the 30th of July. Trish Clark and I are here with Mary Rickard, who's the chair of the Board of Supervisors for Shasta County, and Jim Chapin, who is the new president or
executive director
of the Fire Safety Council.
Fire Safe Council.
Fire Safe Council.
I'm getting closer each time.
You're getting better.
And people are going, well, there's another council, and they're getting, and the whole purpose behind that is to get money into Shasta County to manage our forest, and they're doing it.
They're
going
to charge a fee to anybody.
Yeah,
no,
it's
no.
Volunteers. Every one of them is a volunteer, spending lots of time on this. So don't get your
blood up.
Don't get your stivvies wadded up here.
This is a good thing. This is a positive step forward for Shasta County.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start going to the phones. Alyssa, good morning. Hello, Alyssa.
Yes.
Okay, you're up.
Okay.
You're on. Alyssa, we're live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I think that people understand the funding issue, and I think they're really angry about it. And so my question is the state allowed legally to withhold that funding? If we are an arm of a state, isn't it their fiduciary responsibility to continue to give us that funding? And I suppose then my question is, do we have a potential lawsuit from the county to the state if they continue to withhold this funding?
Well, they're not withholding, and that's the point, is we have been in compliance. So at this point in time, I read yesterday that there were two cities in California, Atwater and Kalinga, and I've been to them several times. The governor did withhold their funding, their first check of CARES money.
Isn't that discriminatory?
I have no idea. I am not an attorney. So I don't
I
have
feel like we could ask our county council.
Well,
about that.
I think
we're asking for the county to be open, and then we could say, hey, this is discriminatory if you continue to withhold funding like you did for Atwater and Coalinga.
I know that this has been looked at. I think that there's been a lot of discussion about this, but at this point in time, Alyssa, you could email our county council, Ruben Cruz, and ask that question.
Right now, though, they're not withholding any funds from us. They given us all the funds that we rate under the CARES and all this?
I'm not aware if we've gotten a check yet, but we're getting close. We're getting close to be getting our first check. I'll have to check with Matt on that, but I have not been notified.
Will you guys be telling the county when we do start receiving that CARES funding?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we'll be happy to. We're trying to get reimbursement for all the costs. You know, we've got over 100 people on staff that have to do the tracing and the tracking of people when they've been diagnosed, and it's just an incredible amount of work that goes into keeping this whole process moving forward. And so we're hoping to get, I don't know what the figure is as of today, but I know, you know, a month or so ago it was, we were $4 million into this and counting, and I think it's, you know, it's going up too. It's a very expensive endeavor for the county.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Alyssa.
Carl.
Got other people waiting. Terry, good morning. Hello, Terry. Terry? Is Terry there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, yeah, very quickly. Once, Mary, when an email comes to you, doesn't all the other boards of supervisors get it?
It just depends on who it's addressed to.
Yeah,
and it sometimes it goes to the clerk.
But if it's addressed to each county supervisor, it shouldn't go anyplace else.
Okay, well, but my question is that, okay, if it goes there, thanks for that, Trish. If it goes there, you know, it seems to me that you got an email, and Nick did call you and told you on the radio, and you forgot that, and you don't know the answers to a lot of things. And frankly, Kirk Euler, who is the supervisor in Placer County, who's probably had about 1 million hits so far on YouTube, has out and out said that the state of California is extorting money from his county in Placer. He's been followed by several others. We literally have the restaurant industry being ruined. And it seems to me that this morning I'm a little disappointed because the tone this morning with Reverge Anselmo was one of, yeah, we really need to get things back, and this program really hasn't, we haven't really got an answer on anything other than you'll look into it or you don't know or, you know, really and truly. I mean, gosh, we elect people so that they can represent us. You know, will you get back to Nick? Will you get back to Alyssa?
Yes, I will. I will get back to Nick.
Since Nick first contacted you.
You know, I will make a note. I have a note now in front of me. Do you know how many comments and emails we get in a day and phone calls?
But it's your job.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
I get a lot
of
comments, too.
I mean, we get thousands and
thousands of comments. But
yes.
That's not the point. The point is that there has to be a system. If we're so overwhelmed as representing the people that you can't do your job because you're overwhelmed, then maybe you need help or someone else needs to do it.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say a person could resign and then we can let Governor Newsom appoint a new supervisor. That's an option.
Oh, okay. Well, is that sort of blackmail?
I'm just telling you what the process is.
Newsom, if you don't agree with him, then stand up for it.
That's what the process is, because I've had people say that to me, we'll resign. I say, okay, that's fine.
Nobody's saying you have to resign. It's just that maybe you need some help. Because apparently you can't remember things, and apparently you can't
Terry,
get back
to Terry. Terry, that you're going too far there, buddy. So on that one, now we're getting personal. If you've got good questions, that's fine. But we've gone beyond that right now. The bottom line is that our county's in trouble.
Yes.
Our cities are in trouble.
Our state's in trouble.
Our nation's in trouble. True, but the fact is also that it doesn't appear that we can do anything.
What my personal goal is, and I can only speak for myself, and I feel the board is, for the most part, is consistent with this, is if we can maintain a good relationship with Sacramento, and I understand a lot of people are really irritated with that, but if we can maintain that, we can continue to move forward. We can show the governor we're doing everything we possibly can to comply, and then we're going to benefit from that kind of behavior. That's all I'm trying to say.
I know that there are a lot of counties the majority of the counties in the state of California, if you look at the population, certainly the rural counties up and down the state, have a lot of thing in common. And we have the organization RCRC, which you indicated, rural counties.
Right, rural counties. Right.
Yeah. Rural counties, something regional council of rural
counties, right?
Okay, and in the past, I know that they would work together to draft the information and letters and what have you. And certainly I think what people you need to be working towards, if I may make a suggestion, is to get a strong letter from that whole organization
and
work with NorCal Supervisors Association.
It's all happened, Trish.
And we remember that the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So we can do those things and bombard the governor with.
We have.
And we ask citizens.
We have.
You need to write letters and support you. So that individually you say, one size does not fit all. It's exactly the same thing we face forever. What happens in Los Angeles does not happen in A Fork.
We have written
that. Has to be different.
And RCRC has sent a letter. Everybody has sent a letter. CSAC has sent a letter. It's just the average citizen in Shasta County is not aware of what has been done.
Well, maybe we should put something out saying these are the things that we've done to try and open up our county.
Well, we have. They put them on the website, is my understanding, yes. We've got the letters out there. We've been putting them up there. We attach them to our board packet. They're in our board packet.
And individuals can make personal phone calls and send personal messages. Yep. And the key is to don't threaten and don't be belligerent and don't be vulgar, but continually. Everybody that's listening to the broadcast today needs to send an email, send a letter to the governor. We're Shasta County. We're different. Open us up.
And I agree with Trish 100%. The Board of Supervisors are doing what we can. We're working with our legislators. I had a long talk with Megan Daly a couple of days ago. I talked to Bruce Ross at great length here within the last week. I'm constantly talking to the different representatives or the legislators themselves. And we are doing. I contact RCRC. I'm an alternate on that board. And RCRC has sent the letter. That is the only avenue we're going to make any progress is through contacts.
It's got to be unity here. You're talking about all these that you get